do what to get down behind it?
Stoop.
Okay. What all kind of childhood games did you all play?
Well, jumping the rope and hide and seek and jacks, and hopscotch. I guess that's about all.
Go ahead.
Is it, of course, swimming and all that's not a game.
Yeah.
Table tennis or, well,
when you played hide and seek, tell me how you played it. Do you remember?
Well, we chose one person and he'd hide his face and then the group would run and hide someplace. When he found a person, then he'd say, "I spy," and then that person would have
to. Yeah. There were different ways of playing it when I grew up. There were two or three different ways, you know. If a little child was saying his prayers, you'd say he went over beside his bed and then he...
Knelt.
Okay. And you might say, "I'm feeling a little tired. I think I'll go over to the couch and..."
Go to sleep.
Okay. And you might say he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up. He just, what, in bed all day?
Just slept all day or he...
Well, he didn't sleep. He was just...
Rested all day.
Okay. Talking about something you saw in your... you saw in your sleep, you'd say, "Last night... this is what I
saw."
Well,
vision.
Okay. And you might say, "Often when I go to sleep, I have a
dream."
Okay, but I can't always remember what I have
dreamt.
Okay, and last night I what about something?
Dreamed about.
Okay. You might say, "I dreamed I was falling, but just as I was about to hit the ground, I
woke up."
Okay.
I waked up. Which is right?
I think I say both. I really do. I mean, sometimes I'll say one, sometimes I'll say the other. If a kid's going through the house going...
Thumping.
Okay. If you see a friend who doesn't have a ride home from the party and you have your car, you might say, "Well, say, I can...
give you a lift."
Okay. To get a boat up on the land, you'd put a rope onto it and you'd
pull it.
Okay. And if your car was stuck in the mud or the snow, you'd probably have to get behind the car and give it a
push.
Okay. I'm not sure. It depends. On how soon I can get these finished. Maybe I don't want to drive back on Monday because that's Memorial Day, you know, and I just don't want to drive back on that traffic. I may wait till Tuesday. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, I might be able to leave Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
My husband gets back in town Saturday night.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, I sure will be glad to see
him. I bet.
He's probably had a real good time. I can't believe I hadn't talked to him in a week.
Are you getting credit through the university here for this work?
No, this is just a job.
Mm-hmm.
I found out about it because I was in summer school at the University of Massachusetts one summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a friend who was doing this kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "Oh, Shirley, you'd love this." And so that's how I got
it. So you're paid through the university, though?
Well, I'm paid through Emory University in Atlanta.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
They... and I send, like, they pay for my